from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Lawmakers from both the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives received extraordinary classified briefings by the Trump administration Wednesday. Details from VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
Mid-afternoon, senators climbed aboard a pair of buses for an unusual caravan to the executive office building adjacent to the White House. There they learned about the broad range of options to remove the North Korean threat, which a senior administration official described as very grave. Senator Chris Coons called the briefing sobering. He said, however, no military options were put before the lawmakers.
I think it is constructive for us to be having bipartisan conversations as an entire Senate with the leaders of the administration, the national security and diplomacy team of the administration.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Russian government has called on Israel and other countries to avoid any actions that may escalate tension in Syria after Israel conducted airstrikes Thursday against an arms supply hub near Damascus International Airport. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters in Moscow that all countries need to refrain from any kind of actions that lead to an increase in tension in this already restive region. Peskov also said Syria's sovereignty should be respected. The arms hub is operated by the Lebanese group Hezbollah. Syrian rebel and regional intelligence sources said the strikes targeted weapons that were shipped from Iran on military and commercial cargo planes. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.